Okay, I don't have a paper, so I have to use my phone for my notes, so you'll bear with me. My phone shuts off in the middle. I'm at low power, and we'll have to just stop automatically. But it's a very simple, short question. What are you supposed to be feeling at the Seder? Now, I've been to Sedarim, and I'm sure you have as well, where the people of the Seder want to kill each other, whether it's Republican, Democrat, fast, slow, you know, I don't know, modern, yeshivish. I'm sure you've been to Sedarim where everyone's giddy on the wine after the first drink and everyone's dancing and singing after the first cup. You've also been to hotels, maybe or not maybe, and you're waiting for the service. You have to time your Seder exactly to when they give out the meal. You've also been to, I'm sure, the houses where they just dray on and on and on, and you just want to go to sleep. So what are you supposed to be feeling at the night of the Seder? What mood should you be in? So the Me'iri in Psachim says, well, a good indicator, perhaps, would be, are you supposed to lean, to do a seba, to recline, during the Seder? We know reclining is a sign of malchus, I'm relaxed, I'm calm, I'm in charge. So perhaps a good indicator of what mood you should be in should be, are you supposed to, are you allowed to recline for the entire Seder or not? So comes along the Me'iri in Psachim and says, well, the four cups of wine need to be performed beheseba. They need to be performed while reclining to show malchus and to show that you're relaxed and you're in a good spirits and you're the leader and you're free, etc. But, says the Me'iri, anything that the four cups are going on as well should also be said beheseba. Ratzel Omer, he says, what does that mean? The brachas and the Haggadah, he says. So in other words, the clear indication, words of the Me'iri, it's not even an indication, he says it straight up, is that a person should recline the entire Seder, which implies that the whole Seder, he should be very relaxed, it's not tense, it's not davening, it's not, you know, your chavrusa, you're chilled, you got your feet up, you got your pillow, everything is very chilled and a very nice Seder. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, citing others, including the Shlah, on the words of Shulchan Aruch says, v'korei kol Haggadah, you read the Haggadah, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'ein lomer beheseba. You shouldn't say the Haggadah relaxed or reclining, rak only be'ema v'yira. What does that mean? Fear, trepidation, tensions, I don't know, tension, seriousness, you know, very uptight, you know, like this. Okay, next, you know, check up your book, Dvar Torah number one. Okay, next, move on. Very focused and very be'emo v'yira. Okay, so you seem to have this contradiction between the Me'iri and the Mishnah Berurah. Comes along the Haggadah Space Ayotzer, which is from Shlomo Kluger, I believe, and says like this, I could bring to you a proof. No? Haggadah 101. Where in the Haggadah do you have a proof that you're supposed to be reclining the entire Haggadah? No? Do, not going home, no? It's a Mefurisha line in the Haggadah. I'll give you a hint, it's in the earlier part of Maggid. Afterwards. Mesubim b'nei brak. The five Rabbanim, Ma'is Rabbazer, what were they doing? They were Mesubim b'nei brak. Shtei Mefurish in the Haggadah, that what did these five rabbis do? They reclined in Bnei Brak the entire Haggadah, Kol Osalayla. So you said, says Shlomo Kluger, pretty stark proof. Of course you're supposed to be reclining. You're supposed to be relaxed. What is that already, like, I mean, but post the Seder, you're saying. I mean, it says in Mesubim b'Nei Brak.
Yeah, they weren't up till 5 in the morning.
Okay, fine, but they were talking about Tzibri Tzis Mitzrayim. They were relaxed.
Okay, so
I don't know that they only were Mesubim after the Haggadah. It doesn't say that to them, that they only started being Mesubim after the Haggadah was over. Agreed. So comes on, so 1 second. So it's not such a proof. Comes along the Yad Yitzchak and says it can't be that they were reclining the whole night. I'll give you a proof. They were Rabbanim of each other, right? I forget, always forget which one were the Rabbanim of others, right? Someone has better the history than I am. But two of them were the Rabbanim of the others. And so if that's the case, you're now to recline in front of your Rebbe. So they said, well, maybe he got permission from the Rebbe to recline. But clearly, you see, if they're all being mesubin, they're all reclining, it's not a literal reclining, because you're not going to recline in front of your Rebbe. So therefore, they want to say, the reclining just means they were involved in Yetzias Mitzrayim. It just means, instead of learning Gemara all night, Gemara wasn't written yet, but whatever, the idea, instead of learning the Mishnayos, and Mishnayos probably was not written either yet at that point, instead of learning Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chaz and Chumash and Shemos, Chumash and Rashi maybe, I'm joking, yeah. So that one I know. But the point is, instead of whatever they were learning that night, they weren't, what they weren't doing is they weren't actually reclining the entire time. Yeah, that's what Tovia wants to say, but yeah, but it's a Mesubin Kol Salayla. But it can't mean if they were really reclining all night or they were just reclining, meaning that they were involved in the Agada and not actually reclining. Okay, now, comes along the Sefer Chaim Rosh, which is, I saw cited by in the Sefer Chagamatz, and says he has another reason why you shouldn't lean, and this is above my pay grade. Again, I'm only 39, so all those that are above 40 and are experts in the Zohar, maybe you can help me out on this one. But it says that because the Malachim come down to the Seder, but they only come down from Magid, so it would be inappropriate for you to recline and like lean there while the Malachim are there. I don't have any other Hezber in that shot, but therefore perhaps you should not lean. Again, you should be sitting with trepidation. Now, there is a problem. There is another Zohar, quoted in the Sefer Chagamatz as well, which says you should be happy when you cite the Haggadah. And it just turns out what got me interested in this Chabura is yesterday I was at Avos Ibanim with my sons. I was trying to do the Haggadah with them. So I had the Torah Rishonim Haggadah, you know, the one which has all the Perushim of the Rishonim on it. And I noticed as I'm flipping through, going with my boys, the Ritva says on the words Kulanu Chachamim, I don't know how he bases it off of this word, that the Haggadah must be recited B'Simcha. Simcha. And that brings down in the footnote there, he quotes the Zohar. So you see clearly, that seems to go against everything we're saying. So if you're not, Mamiri said you should recline, Mishnah Berurah and everyone else seems to be saying you should say it in trepidation, comes along with Ritva and says, no, it should be said in happiness. So how are you going to get over this? Are you supposed to be besimcha, or are you supposed to be be'emu v'yira? So I got three or four answers and then we're done. My own answers, make them up, take it or leave it. Yeah? Answer number one, you could say, maybe the Ritva holds like the Mamiri. The Ritva actually holds it has to be besimcha, and if you have to be besimcha, you have to recline the entire time, relax. Option number one. Option number two, you could say, Yaakov Emdin, in his Haggadah, he says the Haggadah should be recited besimcha uveyira. Simcha, happiness, and your trepidation. So maybe you could say what that means is through your seriousness, through your intensity of focusing on what you're supposed to be doing, that will cause you to be happy because you know you're fulfilling the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I got a low battery mode, so I'm at my last two answers. Third answer number three over here is, perhaps you could say, that was my own thought, maybe the beginning of the Haggadah, Maschil Begnus, or Messiah B'Shvach. Maybe you're supposed to act out the Haggadah in the beginning, should be really tense and focus on Arami Oved Avi, you know, we were in such a trouble and be like very serious. And then when you get to the Shvach, you know, at the end, then you could start being more happier and excited, maybe mix it up.
After four cups of Caesar.
And then my fourth thought is, I guess maybe a deeper idea, which I haven't really fully thought out, but you could help me, you know, crystallize it. The idea is that a person could have two emotions at the same time. You could, on one hand, compartmentalize in your body that yes, I'm supposed to take the Haggadah serious. I may not supposed to lean. I'm supposed to be take it serious. But on the other hand, you also have a joy and a simcha and a fundamental simcha that I am now fulfilling Hashem's will. And therefore, at the same time, you could be aim of a year like the Mishnah Berurah says. And as the Ritva says, say it over besimcha. Otherwise, I have no idea how to reconcile these two concepts.